There are renewed calls for a ban on ionisation smoke alarms, which one lobby group says are responsible for hampering, not helping, fire safety efforts across the country. The New Zealand Safety Council's issued a smoke alarm report, which pins a recent death on the alarms. It says they were installed by the fire service and didn't give enough warning time. Tim Graham reports.
The council says ionisation smoke alarms identify flames but not smouldering fire until it's too late. It's spent the past half decade endorsing photoelectric smoke alarms, which are slightly more expensive but more sensitive to smoke. The issue's been reinvigorated by the death of 91-year-old Frieda Birch, whose more than 20-year-old fridge caught alight and engulfed her Papakura home in June. Here's her next-door neighbour, Roy Cutler.
Unfortunately, the smoke in the area was quite condensed, and the poor lady was in the back bedroom, unfortunately, and she got overcome by the smoke. It was pretty traumatic, yeah, it upset the wife and me a bit. We were in the 80s, so it wasn't very nice.
The New Zealand Safety Council was formed by 24 safety professionals in 2002 to focus on occupational health and safety. Their smoke alarm report says Frieda's unit had 3 ionisation smoke alarms fitted by the fire service, and more of the same have been put into her neighbours' homes following her death. The council's executive director, David Calvert, says international research is mounting against ionisation smoke alarms.
Chief Jay Fleming, who's the Boston fire chief, he estimates 10,000 people have died in America because they had the wrong alarm and didn't get woken up in time. If you did a poll in New Zealand, I doubt whether many of them would know what we're talking about. The ordinary firefighter has been kept in the dark because their senior management haven't told them.
A fire service spokesperson, Scott Sargentina, says firefighters have been under instruction to purchase and install nothing but photoelectric alarms in high-risk communities since mid-2006. But nonetheless, he's checking what types of smoke alarm have been installed this year during community projects by South Auckland fire brigades.
Well, our recommendation is to get photoelectric smoke alarms. However, as long as they have working smoke alarms, they've done what they can to protect themselves and their family. So if they can, get photoelectrics, but if they've got ionisation, there's nothing that we see inherently dangerous in that.
2 years ago, Bill Whitley led Consumer New Zealand tests into both ionisation and photoelectric smoke alarms. He says while it's confusing for consumers to tell the difference between the two at a glance, one alarm proved itself conclusively.
There was no doubt about it. Photoelectric alarms do give much better performance when there is a slow, smoky fire as opposed to a fast, flaming fire. We do think that there is more public education required. We would like to see the fire service take a slightly different approach to it.
Bill Whitley says there is a difference of opinion between Consumer New Zealand and the fire service as to which type of fire alarm is best. Scott Sargentina responds.
Tests have been done, and my understanding is ionisation alarms in some form of fires are not quite as responsive as photoelectric. That's not to say they're unresponsive in all fires, so photoelectric alarms are the way to go. But if New Zealanders put alarms in their homes, as long as they're working, that's a very good first step.
The New Zealand Safety Council says it's sent a copy of its report to all members of Parliament and will shortly be contacting the Commerce Commission to ask for a ban on the sale of all ionisation smoke alarms. For Morning Report, Tim Graham.